everybody. We are GFBS. We're Grand Forks' best source on a Monday. In the studio today from the Summer Performing Arts Company. Yeah, that's SPA. We have got some of the crew in the cast from Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderellas. And Hammerstein or Hammerstein?
Hammerstein.
Brady Conzie is in the house. Ginny Hutton. And director of the program, Allison Peterson. And we'll talk with these people in just a couple of minutes. Big, big production coming up. Show, by the way, brought to you today by Probitas Promotions. You want to boost your brand? Want your business to stand out from the crowd? Well, I tell you what, look no further than Probitas Promotions. They'll consult with you at no cost. Find the perfect swag for your business. Whether it be logo apparel, hats, promotional products, trade show displays, and awards. You know, Probitas is the region's top provider for free online stores. And now Probitas Promotions offers free shipping. Any item, any size order, you get free ground shipping to one location. They're located in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. You can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more, and all with free shipping, too. Probitas Promotions, call 1-866-PRO-SWAG or shop probitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Probitas Promotions. Have any questions or comments with any of our guests today? Our phone number is 701-213-0863. Again, 701-213-0863. And before we get too much further into the show, it is time now for our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. What did Cinderella say when her carriage turned into a pumpkin? What did Cinderella say when her carriage turned into a pumpkin? Oh, my gourd! Conzie, what'd you think of that one? Kind of lame? Different. That's all I get out of them is it was different. All right. Oh, my gourd. I thought that was kind of good. Anyway, here we are. And people from SPA, Summer Performing Arts Company. I just love what this is all about. And we're going to start with the director of the program, Allison Peterson. Allison, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm born and raised from Grand Forks. Graduated from Red River High School in 1997. Went to the University of North Dakota and have been working for the public schools since graduation.
Oh, okay. What do you do for the school system?
I am the director of the Summer Performing Arts Program mm-hmm. for the Grand Forks Public Schools, and I just assumed the directorship this past fall.
Oh.
And I've worked with the program for 25 years.
Oh, wow. Wow. Were you like a singer-performer when you were these people's age?
I was a happy chorus member.
You were a happy chorus, yeah.
and I like to do the tech stuff, too.
Uh-huh. Oh, so. Okay. Because, you know, a lot of people don't realize it's not just all about the people that are up there on stage. There is so much to do in the background, behind the scenes.
100%. It's just as important.
And you must enjoy this a lot.
It is my life. Love it.
Yeah. Go home, pound your head against the wall for 10 minutes, and then when it's all said and done and you have that feel and that look when one of your shows are over, isn't that something?
It is. It is. There's no other feeling like it because you know it's a little sad, bittersweet that it's over, but then you know that there's another one coming right around the corner, and then you get to start all over again. It's fantastic.
All right. All right. And next in line is you. Tell us about yourself. What's your name?
My name is Brady Conzie. And I race.
You race.
I race.
I'm glad you got that out of there.
Yeah.
You're a go-kart racer.
Yep.
Yep. And what got you into singing? Because I know you can sing. I've heard you just walking around the racetrack before singing to yourself. You got a pretty good set of pipes. What got you involved with SPA?
Well, I've been doing it since I was in kindergarten.
Oh.
So, and I've just gone up with it.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're a good singer, that really helps later on in life. It's a way to get the chicks. That's what I'm trying to get at, just in case you're wondering. All right. Tell us more about what you like to do.
Well, I also like baseball.
Okay.
Which I play.
What position do you play?
I was usually catcher.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those crazy people like me. I used to be a catcher, too. You looking forward to this thing?
Yeah.
A lot of work, isn't it?
Yes.
It is a lot of work. All right. We're going to be talking to you again. And next in line... See if we get there. And you, what is your name?
My name is Ginny Hutton.
Okay, Ginny, and tell us about yourself.
Well, I've been a competitive dancer for most of my life. Like, I think I started when I was 5 years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And that's at North Dakota Ballet Company.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just been with them for a really long time, and I kind of didn't start singing up until a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been a dancer for most of my life.
You're just, you're giddy, aren't you? You always have this big smile on your face?
Sure.
North Dakota Ballet Company, is that the one right down the hall?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Tell us about SPA. What is it all about? What's it stand for? What's your mission?
Okay, SPA, Summer Performing Arts. It's a Grand Forks Public Schools program. This year we have almost 900 students involved in various aspects of the program. It involves kids pre-K through grade 12, and we have some students that are past grade 12 that are with our MySpa program, which is a program for special needs. We have various programs for all the grades, singing, acting, dancing, tech. We have a band program, like I said, a program for special needs. We're involved with the English Language Learners Summer School. Mm. And so we just are an arts program, and we welcome all people, all ages, all abilities, all welcome. And the programs vary in length throughout June and July. And the high school program culminates in two main stage shows that are going up starting this week and then the week next. And, yeah, we've been doing this for 34 years. This is the 34th year of the SPA program.
Wow.
Yeah.
34 years.
34 years.
And what's really cool about this is you mentioned, and we talked about it too, is the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yes.
To do a production like this, it takes way more than the people on stage, but there are a lot of kids out there that would, I would imagine, prefer to be not seen and
correct.
Not heard.
Yes.
But it takes this mass of people to make it to what the people in the audience get to see.
That is correct.
How many of these people come up to you and say, I don't want to be on stage?
This year we had, I think there's 24 on the technical and backstage team. And so they'll do the lights and the makeup. They help build the sets. Some of them are building costumes. Some of them like to build the props, and they just get everything ready. And then we have some students, too, that, you know, will just do the band program or just do something else and not necessarily want to be on the stage. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Now let's go over to Mr. Kanzi again here. When did you start singing? I mean, and when did you realize, you know what, I'm not too bad?
I'd say started middle school years.
Mm-hmm.
So sixth grade, about seventh grade.
And what grade are you going into?
Going into freshman.
Oh, you're going to be, what school are you going to?
Central.
Hey, good for you. So you figured out you were a singer. When did you realize I'm pretty good?
Because
you can't just go off what mom and dad say.
Yeah, right? I had a really good music teacher.
Mm-hmm. You can go ahead and say that music teacher's name.
Yeah.
So good, I couldn't remember the name.
Right. I just had a really good, like, I had tons of music teachers, different mm-hmm. ones. So they all helped me with singing and just talking in general.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Were you, because I've known you since you were pretty young.
Yeah.
You were always, I thought, fairly shy. Are you, you're obviously getting over that now?
Yeah, I used to be really, really shy
mm-hmm.
when I was younger and fairly down the road. But I've kind of gotten out of that starting recently, so.
Yeah, I mean, you got up in the middle of all these people at the racetrack the other night, and you helped sing happy birthday to somebody, so yeah. I don't think you're very shy anymore, are you?
No.
No. All right, let's go over here now to Ginny. How long have you been singing, Ginny?
Well, I technically have been singing since, like, fifth grade and choir and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I think I really started to take it more seriously when I made a group called ACDA.
Okay.
In seventh grade, which is kind of an all-state thing for choir mm-hmm. kids in middle school. And I don't know, that was a really fun experience, and I started to take it more seriously after that.
Sure. I got kind of a funny story for you. When I was back in junior high school, we had a touring group, and they were called Morning Darkness and Sunrise. So it was Morning Darkness was the band, and it was a full band. You know, guitars, drums, horns, all that stuff. And they were Morning Darkness and Sunrise. We were the Sunrise Singers. And we were all, there was, I think, 12 guys and 12 girls. We all had the matching corduroy pants. If you ever watch Seinfeld, we all had the Feely, we used to call them Feely shirts, the silk pirate-sleeved, poofy-sleeved shirts. And we choreographed, and I remember I had the lead in Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever medley. And we toured all over the place, but it was actually accredited class. And so I had like 3 hours of music a day when I was in junior high school. And I loved it, but that's what really, really got me going. Now, whatever made you think, did you have to try out for this lead?
Yeah, I did.
And was there, did you have some pretty stiff competition?
Yes. To be honest, I didn't even think I was going to make callbacks.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a big thing when I got called back. And then when I got the lead, and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Just amazed.
Yeah. So. And how many songs do you sing solo in this?
Two.
Okay.
One. None. I have no idea.
You don't even know?
Well, I have a lot of like main like songs, mm-hmm. and then you join in.
Sure. Yeah, okay.
Later on.
It's a lot of duets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, next time when we have you on, get up 15 minutes before or earlier than the 15 minutes before the show, and this will all come back to you. I'm going to give you a hard time just because I know you so good. Okay, now let's go over to Ginny. How was it for you for tryouts?
Well, there were a lot of girls there, is what I'll say. And I'm, like, really good friends with all of mm-hmm. them. So we were all really supportive of each other, which was awesome. And, yeah. It was really nerve-wracking, though, because I know they're all amazing, too. And most of them did pretty well. Like, if they didn't get a lead, they have a solo or a dance part, and mm-hmm. they're still doing amazing.
Is this the first time you've ever tried out for something like this, a lead in a musical?
Well, like a big musical, I guess. In middle school, I was involved with Mary Poppins, and I was Bert.
Yeah.
That was my first ever role, basically. That was my first musical. And then I did Children of Eden this last year, but I was an ensemble member.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to go back and I want to ask Allison, how do you guys pick what show you are going to do? I mean, this time it's Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Yes.
How do you decide?
Well, the directors get together and we look at a lot of options. We look at, you know, what kids are coming up, how many, male parts versus female parts, what the size of the pit orchestra, the tech needs. Usually for SPA, we try to do shows that have larger casts because we have a lot of kids coming mm-hmm. from a bunch of different schools rather than a school year where you can kind of conveniently do a 20-person show. You can't do that at SPA.
Sure.
Because we take everybody, you know, and so large casts. Family friendly. We look for shows, at least one show a summer that's geared more towards families and, mm-hmm. and children. And so then we take all of that, we mush it all together and we say, well, what's out there? You know, what has not been done recently? And we go from there.
Well, I was just wondering if you had like two or three in mind and if you just put them all in a hat and draw or... You pretty much figure it out and then go from there.
You pretty much figure it out and go from there. And you can look ahead to, you know, future classes by a year or two and say, you know, oh, we have a big influx of really good dancers. So then you start looking at the shows that have, you know, more dancing.
Oh, okay.
And then, or you look and you go, well, maybe not so many dancers, but we have some really strong singers. So then you start getting more of the singing, you know, the songs that specialize with the songs over gotcha. The dancing. And so, yeah, there's a lot that goes into it.
So you pretty much look at who you've got to work with
yes.
before deciding, which yep. makes tons of sense. Yep. Okay, why Cinderella?
It was actually going to be done 2020, and we didn't have SPA last summer.
Sure.
And it involves a lot of female roles. It is a beautiful score. This is an updated Broadway version of the traditional score. And it involves a lot, and it's really beautifully staged, and mm-hmm. it's just a very visual show as well as it sounds beautiful as well. And so we thought it was a good choice for this class.
All right. Now I'm going to throw a couple of questions out here. Ginny, what is Cinderella about? I mean, I'm an old guy. I kind of got an idea, but what is it about if people don't know?
Well, it is a Disney princess show. Like, mm-hmm. she gets her happily ever after, spoiler. But it's kind of just about someone learning to believe and get confidence in themselves through the characters they meet and what they see going on around them. So it's actually a lot more relatable than a Disney show,
mm-hmm.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's kind of what it's about. It's about a girl learning how to become more confident and sure of herself.
Okay. Good answer. I want to ask you this, Mr. Konzi. I know in Cinderella, I believe, doesn't he have to, like, kiss the princess?
Yes.
Is that coming up in this show?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How hard have you practiced?
I mean, yeah, we have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how'd that go for you?
Sorry.
Am I embarrassing you?
No.
Good. I didn't think so.
Well, it wasn't really. It was kind of funny.
Yeah.
We laughed about it. So
well, I'm sure.
It was good.
Yeah. It's not like you're making out or anything. No. It's just a kiss to wake her up, right?
Right.
Am I giving away too much of the show here?
No.
That's
no?
a different show,
that's,
actually.
Yeah. That's Sleeping Beauty.
Oh, that's Sleeping Beauty. Oh, yeah. This is the one with the slipper.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 80s was hard on me. Okay. Forgive me. But you still got to kiss her.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. This is going to be fun. You guys are going to do a song, and we're going to do that in a couple of minutes. But first, we're going to take a little break here. I want to talk about Raptor PCS. I'm looking at Raptor right now. I can see him through the studio door. They're right here in the Grand Cities Mall. Best place to take your computer. I mean, these guys at Raptor do everything. They do computer builds, virus removal, hardware repairs, very affordable rates. If you're looking for a new laptop, you know what? Don't go to the big box stores. Check out Raptor PCS first because they got a great supply over there. And you know what? Most times, if they're working on your computer, you'll get it back probably the following day. They'll even come and pick your computer up at your house, or they've got a little loading zone out here right outside of Rumors. You can drop it off there. These guys are the winners of the top-rated local business in Grand Forks for years and years in a row. And if you bring your computer in and you mention this ad, Raptor will give you 15% off any computer service. Grand Forks' best source. We go to Raptor PCS all the time. I told you it's the best place to take your computer. Check them out at raptorpcs.com, or you can call 701-772-7626. Raptor PCS right here in the Grand Cities Mall. All right, we are back. Spa's here, Summer Performing Arts Company. Allison Peterson, the director of Spa, and of course, Ginny Hunt and Brady Conzi, a couple of the leads in their upcoming Cinderella. You guys, you're going to sing a song, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, and what song are you going to sing?
It's called Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful.
Oh, okay. Do I got to do anything here with the board, Paul?
Turn up the computer volume.
All right, let's, you guys.
The other ones.
Huh?
The normal one, which you do for like the intro.
Oh, okay. All right, are you guys ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Because you're beautiful, or are you beautiful because I love you? Am I making believe I see in you a girl too lovely to be really true? Do I want you because you're wonderful, or are you wonderful because I want you? Are you the sweet invention of a lover's dream, or are you as you seem? As you
man, that's pretty good stuff. You guys are all right. I never did ask this. Brady, what part are you playing?
It's Prince Topher.
Prince Topher. Okay. And you, I would imagine, are?
I am Cinderella.
Okay. Yeah. That's pretty easy to figure it out. So have you guys, did you have to get together? I mean, I know you guys must practice quite often, but do you ever get together on just your own and work on this stuff? Or you just kind of leave it for the spa rehearsals?
We kind of just practice at rehearsal. Yeah. Then we practice on our own time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you're at home alone, are you singing constantly?
Yeah.
Yeah? Enough where, do you have brothers and sisters?
I have, yes, a younger brother who gets really annoyed.
I was going to say, you sing just enough to really annoy him?
Yeah.
Yep, yep. And what about you? Are you singing at home too?
Yeah.
Yep, singing to the dogs?
Yep.
Yeah, do they get annoyed?
I mean, one just lays around, so.
Yeah, not too bad. When does the show start? What are the dates?
The show starts this Thursday, the 15th, and it runs the 15th, 16th, 17th at 7 p.m. And we also have a matinee on Sunday at 4 o'clock p.m.
Sunday at 4. And if somebody wants to go, I think I maybe heard you mention that Thursday is that already sold out?
Thursday is, yes. The public schools elected to have 50% capacity for our show. So we hit the 50% capacity this morning for the Thursday show, but there are still tickets available for the other three. They can be reserved online at www.spacompany.org, or you can call our box office at 701-746-2411.
2411. 50%, it's kind of a bummer, though. I mean, I guess it's better than not having it like we did last year.
That is 100. We are grateful for having anybody in the audience at all. Because during the school year, we had some shows. We had varying, you know, two people per family, zero. We had the live stream some of our shows. So we are just grateful to have be able to allow community members back into the spaces.
Mm-hmm. I want to ask you, and I'm going to ask you too, the costumes, I would imagine, for this production have to be pretty cool. What are you going to be wearing most of the time, Brady?
Most of the time I'm in it's kind of like a jester type thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It looks like the pants at least.
Yep. Yep.
They're kind of striped and glitter wise. And then I'm wearing a green shirt with a vest over it.
Do you get stuck doing wardrobe changes? Or are you pretty much in that the whole time?
I'm pretty much in that the entire time besides with a couple scenes.
So. Okay. Okay. And Ginny, what about you? What are you going to be wearing?
A lot of different stuff.
You have to do a lot of costume changes.
Yeah, there's a lot of different costumes for me.
So how much time do they give you, say you kind of mosey your way behind the curtain, and then do you have a group of people that helps you, or how long does it take to switch into something different?
Yeah.
Because I know when I wait for my wife to change clothes, all I got to do is change clothes. It'll be just a minute. I know that. So how does that work when you're doing a production like this?
Well, I definitely need people to help me, which is sometimes difficult because usually when I'm off stage, literally everyone else is on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have one of my best friends, Ashton. She's playing the fairy godmother. She has helped me with quite a few of my quick changes, which is basically switching out of a poofy gown into another poofy gown. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like you could wear one under the other and just take one off.
You can't do that.
You look like the Michelin man out there. It's got to be pretty tough to coordinate all of this. I mean, this is something that people don't realize, even costume changes.
Correct.
Takes numerous people to do, and my hat's off to you because I couldn't imagine trying to put all this together.
There are a lot of moving parts, and we have a really good team that makes those parts, you know, fit together. And most of the people involved have been doing it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just, it's a team. We work together, and we just, you know, make all the pieces fit.
Mm-hmm. You ever have the situation where, like, in the middle of the production, power outage or something like that?
Yep.
Because in 35 years of broadcasting, I have seen just about everything, but what do you tell the kids if something like that happens? Because, you know, a lot of these guys, they think it's, well, end of the world. Well, you can't help it. There are things called act of God, you know, that can happen. But tell us some of the maybe funny but not so funny things that have happened.
The most notable would be Peter Pan. We had to evacuate for a tornado because the sirens went off. And so that was very new. We had never had to do that before during a rehearsal or performance, and it was packed. It was, you know, 720 people, and trying to coordinate going to this basement, that basement, everything. That was, but we did actually come back and finish the show. Mm-hmm. After that, some people had to leave. The streets were flooding. It was just kind of a nightmare outside. Man. So we thought it would be better to keep people in.
Sure.
So we finished the show, but we've had, you know, patrons fall ill during the show, or, you know, this was during the school year, but we were doing Joseph and a giant Sphinx head fell down during the middle of the show. It's just, you know, you just say, you roll with it. It's live theater.
Yeah. You laugh about it.
You laugh. Yep. And you keep on doing the best that you can, and, mm-hmm. and you just keep going.
Awesome. Are you nervous about doing something like this?
I'm nervous, but I've done other shows
mm-hmm.
with Fire Hall and
school. Okay, so you're an old hat at this stuff.
Kind of.
How about you? Are you nervous?
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous.
Are you? It's a lot different than. Is this a lot different than you say dancing? Is it a lot different than that?
It feels a lot different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you kind of feel like you're almost vulnerable when you're up there, because, you know, you're always, there's the people that go, well, she's got a beautiful voice, and there's other people that go, yeah. Does that bother you?
Well, it does feel quite a bit different, because with dance, it's like I'm not nearly as vulnerable, kind of like you said, with the voice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also really fun to kind of just be more vulnerable on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I tell you what, there's nothing better, and you guys are going to find this out, you probably already know, but there's not a better feeling in the world than when that show is done and watching the audience's reaction. I mean, you think you've been working your butts off for this. I know it's a lot of preparation, a lot of practice, but the feeling you get when, because I'm no doubt you guys are going to get a standing ovation, but it's really cool. So make sure you enjoy it. You've gone through that before, right? Where you get like the tingles, you know, at the end. It's like, wow. Are you ready for this?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you guys, have you had a full run through yet, a dress rehearsal and all that stuff? Or I know that's usually a day or two or whatever before the show, but have you had one yet?
Kind of. I mean, we call them tech runs, so it's mm-hmm. stop, start, you know, and stop, start, fix.
Yep.
But the real runs start today.
Oh, so, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
And what time is that at? I mean, I'm not going to go, but yeah. I just...
You guys rehearse at 3? I think it's at 3 o'clock today. Yeah.
3 o'clock today.
Yep, they'll rehearse today and tomorrow afternoon, and then we have a free parent night for the parents and the families to come. It's our last
kind of
dress rehearsal.
Yes,
yeah, yes. We do that on Wednesday, and then we open to the public on Thursday.
Wow, that's awesome. I do see you do have another production coming up. It says a new musical, Freaky Friday, coming up towards the end of July. You want to tell us about that a little bit?
Yeah, it's a newer musical, Disney as well. It's Freaky Friday, like the movie. It's a little bit different to adapt it to the stage. But that is our incoming juniors and seniors, and they will be putting that on also at the Red River Performance Hall. And they've been working really hard. They auditioned and started rehearsing the same time as Cinderella, and so they will start after Cinderella closes.
Okay. Now, you mentioned age groups.
Yes.
Now, so this one then, Cinderella, is that for a certain age group? Because
incoming,
these are younger than junior and seniors.
Yep. Incoming freshmen, incoming sophomores.
Okay. Okay. Are you going to be a freshman too, or a sophomore?
I'll be a sophomore.
Okay. Okay. And how much does it cost if somebody wants to go watch, if they can get tickets? Because,
yes.
I mean, you probably need to get these in advance.
Yeah, we recommend, because of the capacity limits mm-hmm. that you reserve. We might have some at the door, but we can't guarantee. Students are $6, seniors 55 and better are 10, and adults are 12.
Okay, I'm considered a senior now. Oh, that's the first time that's ever happened to me, is to one of those. I have no doubt this is going to be awesome, and we would invite the Summer Performing Arts Company. Anytime you've got something going on like this, please get a hold of us, because we'd love to get you guys on here and showcase your shows. I'm glad. If I wouldn't have seen this tidbits the other day, that's when I popped this up, and that's when I found out my friend Mr. Conzi was in the show here. So next thing you know, he's singing for me after the races on a Friday night in front of the Shirt Shack.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, we got to book you guys. And thank goodness your mom kind of did a little bit of the legwork there. But this is going to be great. Again, the dates, times for Cinderella.
For Cinderella, Thursday, July 15th, the 16th, the 17th at 7 o'clock, and Sunday, the 18th at 4 o'clock.
You guys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That wasn't so bad, was it?
No.
No? No? Was this so bad for you?
No, it was fun.
Piece of cake. So now next time you guys come in, you'll be ready.
Yes.
All right. Thank you guys so much. Allison Peterson, she's the director of the Summer Performing Arts Company, which is known as SPA. If you would have said Summer Performing Arts Company, I probably wouldn't know what you were talking about. And then I hear SPA, and of course I know what you're talking about. Brady Conzi, he's going to be one of the leads in the show, along with Ginny Hutton. Again, Rodgers and Hammerstein, Cinderella, the first show is coming up on the 15th. If you can get your tickets, do it. I believe it's spacompany.org.
That's correct.
Or call 701-746-2411. Shows are all at 7 o'clock. There's a matinee Sunday at 4. I think it's going to be awesome. I'm going to have to try to get my tickets. Special thanks going out to Handy Law Group. Do you lose sleep at night? Wondering if your loved ones will be able to look after themselves after you've passed? Well, Handy Law Group can assist in making sure your estate is settled according to your wishes. They can help with wills, trusts, probate, power of attorney, and more. You know, you can rest easy knowing your loved ones will be taken care of and their inheritance protected. Handy Law Group can help with criminal and family law cases, adoptions, probate, and business law, and more. Put over 20 years of legal experience to work for you today. Call to set up your initial estate probate consultation, 701-780-1286. That's 701-780-1286. Handy Law Group, serving Eastern North Dakota and Western Minnesota. Well, tomorrow, stay tuned. Our show is going to be a little bit later tomorrow. We're planning on going on about 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. David Waterman and Dr. Dan Stanislawski are back from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. What are we going to talk about tomorrow? I can't wait. It's going to be an awesome show. And make sure you like, share, tag, and follow us, and hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. You'll never miss a show that way. You know, Grand Forks is great. Grand Forks' best source is giving it an identity again.